This is Fast Money. No deal in D.C. The GOP pulling its health care bill minutes ahead of the expected vote. We're all over the story and what it means for your money and the Trump rally. We've got full team coverage on the ground. Kayla Tausche on Capitol Hill. Eamon Jowers outside the White House. Elon Moy is standing by in CNBC's newsroom in D.C. They'll be bringing us the very latest breaking news throughout the hour. Larry Kudlow will be here shortly as well. We just heard from President Trump about the failure of the health care bill to hit the House floor. Let's start off with Eamon Jowers. Eamon.
Yeah, hi, Melissa. A very different tone here from President Trump in his first public comments about the failure of his health care bill up on Capitol Hill. The president going out of his way not to place any blame on Republicans. He said, I'm not going to speak badly about anybody inside the party. He did speak badly about Democrats, though, saying that he thinks that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are the real losers here today. Even at the same time he said that he hopes that Democrats will come around and ultimately work with Republicans to pass some kinds of reform to Obamacare. No time soon, though. He thinks that Obamacare simply needs to run its course and fail before Democrats will come around. And then he said he's willing to work on bipartisan legislation. He said ultimately he was surprised by some of what he saw in this process. Here's what he said.
We were very close. It was a very, very tight margin. We had no Democrat support. We had no votes from the Democrats. They weren't going to give us a single vote, so it's a very difficult thing to do. I've been saying for the last year and a half that the best thing we can do, politically speaking, is let Obamacare explode. It is exploding right now.
The president also said that he was a little bit surprised to learn about the deep factions that exist within the Republican Party up on Capitol Hill. He learned a lot about, he said, some of the arcane procedures up on Capitol Hill. He portrayed all of this as sort of a learning experience, and he said that now the White House is going to turn its attention to tax reform, Melissa.
All right, Eamon Jowers, thank you. So it is back to the drawing board for President Trump when it comes to health care. So what does this mean for the rest of Trump's agenda? Most importantly, tax cuts. Steve Grasso, I go to you because the markets, at least today, seem to handle it pretty well, although it was the worst week for the markets for the year.
I do believe that the markets were concentrating on tax reform from the onset on today's action. And the fact that we talked about how the market was knocked off, it's off-centered when we first thought in the beginning of the week that this bill would be shot down, that this health care reform would be shot down. The markets have taken it rather well. 40 points, 40 handles in the S&P. I mean, when you look at the action after they canceled the meeting, the markets all rallied. And I think that's got to take people by surprise that we're looking now to tax reform, when the truth is the look-through should have been, is it going to be tax reform light? The reason why they did health care is to try to free up those dollars, right?
Right.
So it now, if they wanted to go from 35% to 20, is it going to be light? The markets don't see it as light. The markets see it as,
well,
corporate tax reform.
One part of the market did see it this week, and that's financial stocks. I mean, they were the largest beneficiary since the election. If you look at the XLF, it was down 4%. Goldman Sachs is down about 5% on the year, closed, I think, very near a 2017 low. And that's really important when you think about some of the stuff that gained right out of the gate in November and then kept on going. You know, obviously, bank stocks are really, really need a lot of this stuff to happen, you know, for them to continue to work
deregulation.
Here.
Deregulation.
Yeah, but a lot of that outperformance, I think, has been given back. And I think that is really one of the major kinks in the armor of this so-called Trump
trade. The market as a whole hasn't given a whole lot back.
We know this. You don't want to lose leadership, right?
The beauty of the beauty of this rally has been that you've changed leadership. So, unfortunately, if you rested on just financials, you lost money, but the market gained 12%.
So who's doing the best right now? Large cap tech. Yeah. Aren't they the ones that they're going to most gain from tax deregulation, from tax reform, from repatriation, that sort of thing, from lower tax? The most profitable companies on the planet, and they have the most cash overseas. They need this to happen. So if you lose the bank,
they don't need this to happen. Well, it would be a kicker to their story already.
But
that's why they did the best.
Apple Computer just rallied from 95 to 143, you know, and I think
the market should have sold off dramatically, and it didn't.
Well, bank stocks did this week.
Okay, the reaction market yesterday, the votes pulled, stocks fall. Today, the votes pull, stocks rally. What's going on?
I wish I could tell you what's going on. I think what's going on, if you heard, the thing that I took away from President Trump is, let's move on now to tax reform, right? And we talked about that with Larry Kudlow last night, and Larry's going to be back with us tonight. I thought for some reason, Steve just sort of alluded to it, you had to get this thing repealed and replaced and something put in place before they can move on. But now the more I read, it turns out maybe they can move on to tax reform, repatriation of dollars, cutting back regulations. And I think therein lies the fact that the market didn't crater.
And it probably does not hurt that the Secretary of Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, came out today and said, we are going to do tax reform. We're going to reform on both corporate as well as personal. We're not going to do it in little pieces. We're going to do this whole thing big. And that's exactly what investors wanted to hear.
Well, and on top of that, he also said that they've been working on this for two months. So,
yeah.
You know, I think while a lot of people have had their time and attention focused on health care, first of all, tax reform is something that has probably more bilateral support than health care reform ever did. It's one of those things also that's going to be a lot harder to take to your constituents. If you have some way to improve tax complexity, you have things that are going to basically spur economic growth in the United States, you have to go back to your constituents and say why you're not going to be in support of that. I think bilateral support is probably the reason that the market rallied today. We're going to be moving from places where there was no support, and you know, even the president was just indicating Republicans themselves are split on health care, but most people are not split that we need tax reform.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the rally and a lot of these health care names, the hospitals, if you will, the Centenes of the world, I mean, these were rallying because of short covering. There was a tremendous amount of short covering that occurred late in the day when that news came out. I will say this. You heard the president just say Republican Party's fractured, right? I didn't realize how fractured it was. That's scary to me because when you talk about flicking the switch going from health care right to tax reform, you can't just do that. We have a budget. We have a budget we've got to get through. That's going to take time. If you think health care was easy, I mean,
well,
difficult.
I'm telling you,
the budget is going to be an absolute debacle to get through. And we also have government shutdown coming up.
The last 8 years, we didn't have a budget that got through.
Let me tell you something. I think the president came out today, and look, I'm a Republican. I've supported the president early on.
I don't negate anything
based on the
you said.
Fact
I'm
that
saying
I think,
that you're,
but
you're
I will
making
say
the
this.
Point that the market should sell off because we can't get a budget through. And what I'm saying to you is the market has rallied aggressively.
No, I'm saying there is a major concern in my eyes that we're going to even get a budget done by June. We need to get it done by June so that we can get this on the table for a 17 for tax reform being a 17
Hold
legitimate
on. That
17
means that
issue.
You're negative when it comes to small caps, when it comes to financials.
I don't believe the market is necessarily going to pull back deep on this, but I do, and I don't believe there's a lot of runway to the upside either. I think they're going to be, it's going to be very challenging for the president to get a tax reform bill put together that's relevant for 17.
All right, for more on this remarkable story, let's bring in CNBC senior contributor Larry Kudlow. Larry, it's always great to see you. Good to have you back here on the show so soon. What'd you make of this in terms of who bears the most political blame? Because understanding who bears the most political blame could maybe help us understand whether or not tax reform can be shepherded through Congress.
Melissa, can I just add, just before we get to the politics, there is a continuing resolution that takes us through to the fiscal year ending September 30th. I just want to, the issue is going to be the debt ceiling, which does expire, I believe, the end of April. So they'll have to get through that. They will get through that. But really, what Guy was saying and others, this is going to give you the shift to tax reform, which is what Mr. Trump has been yearning for the last 2 weeks, telling the people, you're going to have 3 or 4 more months to get that done. So instead of an August bill, which is not feasible, you might get something done by June or July, and you won't have to wait till the end of the year. And almost everybody in the tax business knows that if they get something, let's take lower corporate rates, for an example, it will be retroactive to January 1st, 2017. Now, they probably need to sell that point, market it better. But that's what they're all talking about in terms of the
generics.
Wait,
Larry, can I just interrupt you for just a second, just so I understand exactly what you're saying? You're saying that we could possibly see tax reform by sometime in the summer of this year, which would be retroactive to the beginning of this year. So even that sounds like a very, very aggressive time frame, especially in light of the fact that now we don't have any sort of coalescing around health care.
Well, listen, to some extent, Melissa, the health care thing, you know, I hate to put it this way, but for tax reformers, it was a distraction. Now, I'm sorry we're not going to get to repeal the 3.8% capital gains tax in Obamacare, because, as I said, I thought it was going to increase the Dow. But putting that aside, you'll see a pretty fast switch. I know that the White House internally, Steve Mnuchin and others, they've been working on buttoning down a lot of details of their tax proposal. The Senate's got one. The House has got one. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you had gone through this Obamacare debate and reform and repeal, that would have probably consumed all of the oxygen in Washington through the summer. Now, Senator McConnell said, a couple weeks ago, you won't get to tax reform until after the August recess. And he's somebody that knows about this. My point is, we can start working on tax reform this coming month. We'll have April, May, June, July, and part of August. So you got almost 5 months to get a tax reform thing going. That's a new timetable, which enhances the likelihood of lower individual tax rates, lower small business tax rates, and lower C-Corp tax rates. It's got to be a good thing. It's just got to be a good thing.
Hey, Larry, it's Dan. I got to ask you. You've been an advisor to the president. You've been very constructive on his agenda. You obviously are disappointed on what he chose to attack first. You know, he just said that the party is very fractured. At what point do guys like you just kind of get off the bus and just say that the guy's an empty suit? He's unable to do the things that he kind of won on. And then they kind of think about a different direction.
Well, I don't think he's an empty suit. I've never said that.
I just said it. But my point is that wasn't he the negotiator? Wasn't he the guy to get things done?
Look, Trump did yeoman's work. I mean, almost no one disagrees with the point I'm going to make here. Trump tried to rescue victory from the jaws of defeat. I mean, he was having constant meetings, making phone calls one-on-one, going to the Hill. I mean, I'm not going to play the blame game, but I'm going to say Trump did yeoman's work trying to rescue a very difficult health care bill. The larger point is this. From day one, maybe I was the first guy, I don't know who, but his tax reform plan attracted me to him in the autumn of 2015. I may not agree with him on every issue, but I sure agree with him on that. He is committed to tax reform. What the events of the last 24, 48 hours and yanking the health care bill out means, as I said earlier, you got yourself probably 4 to 5 more months this year. I think, Melissa, that was your question. And that's, I think, does that mean it'll get done? I don't know. But you got 4 or 5 more months. And if it does get done, everyone, I could be wrong, but everybody is talking in Washington that it's going to be retroactive to the first of this year. So that's a great thing. You're talking corporate rates, individual rates, capital gains rates, the whole nine yards. Now, that's got to be good for growth. That's got to be good for future earnings discounted by interest rates. It's got to be a good thing for American efficiency. And I hate to say it, but it'll make American business, great. How's that? I'll leave it at that.
No, I think it's a great answer, Larry. Real quick, let me ask you this question. I think we all agree that maybe he went after the health care thing first. Maybe that was a tactical mistake. Maybe that just shows somewhat of a political neophyte. Well, maybe we'll agree on that. But this is a man that's desperate to win. Will that force him and his administration to push through this tax reform and repatriation of dollars faster than even you might think?
Well, that's a great, great point and great question. I think the answer is yes. Look, when this health care reform, let's just put a little perspective on it quickly. When the health care decisions were made to go with health care first, the Trump administration was barely organized. Remember, they had a tough time getting confirms for their cabinet officers. The senior staff was still in flux. So you're looking at a Trump White House now, which is much more organized, much more efficient, and is more capable of making difficult policy decisions, okay? That's really going to be important. We have a head start because so much of the tax reform work was done during the campaign. Steve Moore, myself, Steve Mnuchin came in, Steve Miller, many other people were operating on this. So they got a good head start, and I think they'll work very hard. But I want to issue this warning. This is very important. With respect to the House, the leadership of the House must let the Conservative Freedom Caucus in to the tent early. Do not run a deal after you've already made your decisions.
Right.
One of the problems with this health care bill was it was Mr. Trump who launched discussions with the Freedom Caucus. It was not the House leadership. On taxes, speak to the House leadership,
right.
Speak to the Freedom Caucus immediately. So you're going to have fights and battles, but at least make them part of the team. You cannot ignore them. And my advice is listen to them. There's a lot of smart free market fellows in that Freedom Caucus.
Larry, we literally have 20 seconds. But will the tax cuts be as deep without AHCA being passed?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
But the second answer is it was never going to be as deep as the 15% that I wanted. I'll have to live with that.
Give me a number.
I think you're talking in the 20 to 25% range, and I'd be perfectly happy with that. I hope it's closer to 20.
Right.
I want the repatriation, Melissa. That's huge.
Sure.
And really huge is the immediate expensing of new investment. That is so important for lower capital costs.
Yep. Larry, always a pleasure. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it all. Thank you.
Larry Kudlow, CNBC contributor and Fast Money friend. 20 to 25%, that's not bad.
It's not bad. It just depends on what the market was really focused in on. And the other thing is when I've heard Trump speak, he didn't want to go after health care first. This was probably a Paul Ryan thing, going after health care first. He said it before. It's the way your government works. We have to do that first. He wants taxes.
Doesn't that show
there were tax elements embedded in the Affordable Care Act.
Sure,
right. And
3.8%.
That was one of the principal reasons why you'd have been interested in trying to address that first.
I know why they went after it, and I know why Paul Ryan went after it. What I'm saying is that everyone on this desk, we're saying the most pro-growth thing that we could think about for our economy and the market is tax reform, but there was a reason why they went after that. We all know the reasons why.
That's fine and good. That's sort of water under the bridge at this point. I mean, if Larry's correct,
if Larry's correct,
and we can get some sort of tax reform done by sometime this summer before the fall, that is an extremely bullish forecast.
Very bullish, but how are we going to pay for it? I don't even understand.
You don't
that.
Think it's happening?
The whole negotiation process, right? They're going to go to the table. They're not going to be, in my opinion, not going to be able to get this done. They couldn't get the health care bill accomplished. I think they're going to be struggling here.
Here's a scenario. Let's say you're right.
Go ahead.
No tax reform by the end of this year. What are the markets doing?
By the end of this year?
Yeah.
Let's say
it's off the table this year.
No, I mean, that's not good. I mean, I think you would agree. I think we'd all agree. It's pretty clear to me now, at least, this healthcare thing is going to take a lot longer than he thinks. By the way, we will immediately repeal and replace Obamacare, and nobody can do that like me. We will save dollars and have much better health care. President Trump on February 9th. So he clearly had some Jones for this to do first.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
to answer your question, not good.
No, but we haven't even mentioned the fact that they're being investigated his entire way.
We got to go. Still ahead. With today's polled vote, what will the GOP's next move be? Kayla Tausche's on Capitol Hill. We'll have much more on that. Plus, for the Obamacare around for a while, which stocks in the healthcare space are a buy, which ones are a sell? The traders give you their healthcare playbook up next. And later, with questions surrounding Trump's agenda, could deregulation be enough to keep the rally intact? You're watching a special edition of Fast Money. We're back right after this. Welcome back to Fast Money. A tough day in Washington, D.C. for House Speaker Paul Ryan after pulling the GOP's health care bill before the vote. Let's get to Kayla Tausche for all the details. Kayla.
Well, it was the hallmark issue, Melissa, for the Republican Party for the last three campaigns, and it was the very first major legislative test for the 115th Congress, ending in a whimper instead of a bang this week, as that bill and the vote on the House floor being pulled after initially being delayed. This afternoon, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, made some sobering remarks, a very remorseful tone, where he talked about what he called a fundamentally flawed bill that he and his party put forward and the growing pains that the Republicans will face as the governing party. He was asked specifically about how much credibility he lost during this process and what it means for the future legislation that he and the White House will want to push, considering that this was their opening act. Here's what he said.
Yes, this does make tax reform more difficult. But it does not in any way make it impossible. We will proceed with tax reform. We will continue with tax reform. That's an issue I know quite a bit about. I used to run that committee. I spoke with the president, the Treasury Secretary, and his economic advisors earlier today about tax reform. So we are going to proceed with tax reform. This makes it clearly more difficult.
They are at least aligned on message so far. You had the Secretary of the Treasury talking about comprehensive tax reform by the August recess. You heard Speaker of the House Paul Ryan talking about that. You had the President this afternoon saying that he was going to pursue what he called big tax reform. And then Congressman Kevin Brady caught up with some reporters after the Speaker's press conference, and he talked about what is a signature issue for him, which is tax reform. He said that there is been working for 5 years on this blueprint in the House. He said nothing that happened within the Republican Party is what he called insurmountable for the party. And he said they're not going to dwell on this issue for 1 minute longer, and that he does believe that tax reform is possible. He says we are so much closer to the final product on tax reform. But, Melissa, it is clear that this administration knows how to pivot its message, especially when it feels like that message is unfavorable to the administration. So tax reform is the issue du jour. We will see how quickly they can actually put that policy into motion and put some real legislative meat behind it.
Have we heard from the Democrats on tax reform, Kayla? I know Nancy Pelosi held a press conference herself after Paul Ryan's. Did they mention that as a priority? Because that would be key to have the Democrats' buy-in of this issue as well.
They did not mention it specifically, so far as I heard to those comments, but the president did say that going forward, he believes it will be necessary to have Democratic support on a lot of these issues, but he said they will come over to our side when they're ready. So unclear how they are going to be playing this, whether they're going to be approaching Democrats about this. The president saying they'll come over into our tent when they're ready.
All right. Kayla Tausche, thanks so much. Capitol Hill here. All right. So for tax reform, Goldman Sachs already said if there was 30%, if the corporate tax rate was 30%, that would be just a 4% boost to the S&P 500 EPS. That's not much.
Not much. But I think anything is an incremental positive for the broader. I just think if anything on the tax reform, repatriation of dollars, sure, cutting back regulation, any of those three get through, I think on the margins it's positive.
How about border adjustment tax that knocked the heck out of retail? That is going to be the most complicated thing they would have to get done. If that can't get done, then retail rips higher.
Well, you got to wonder, that was a centerpiece of Paul Ryan's plan for tax reform. So if he sort of lost a little bit of power here, maybe he doesn't have the power to push that through. I don't know.
And that's a huge swing that you could see a lot of profits ready to be made if the XRT rips higher from here.
All right, still ahead. No health care vote today or maybe ever. So what are the traders buying and selling as the waiting game continues? They'll give you their health care playbook later this hour. We'll be back right after this. You're watching CNBC's continuing coverage of the polled healthcare vote. We'll be right back after this.